Life will challenge you, test you, and give you opportunities in every direction. I found an opportunity amid loss, pain, and severe illness. I thought I knew what I wanted, but it wasn't until death was knocking at my door that my future fell into place. A month before my college graduation, I was diagnosed with stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma. Fear, anger, sadness, and thoughts of the unknown consumed me. As I was set to walk at my graduation, a time that should be filled with happiness, blessings, and fun, I was thinking about my first chemotherapy treatment and how disappointed I was in myself as if I caused this occurrence. I didn't know how to carry on in life with the illness front and center. Prior to my diagnosis in the summer of 2018, I set out on a journey that planned out the rest of my life. I went to officer candidate school with the United States Marine Corps with the hopes of commissioning as a second lieutenant after my college graduation. That summer was filled with challenge, resiliency, new experiences, and friendships. My platoon started with 67 females and we graduated with 24. I never felt such pride and accomplishment than I did on that graduation day in Quantico, Virginia. Following those days, I had my life planned out. I would accept my commission into the Marine Corps and have a military life for the next 25 years. However, life wanted to put me in a different direction. After being diagnosed with cancer, my dreams of going into the Marine Corps were put on a pause. I must wait 5 years from being medically clear in order to be eligible again. That was harder to hear than being told I had cancer. Something that was out of my control was taking away my dream. For the next 6 months, I would undergo intense chemotherapy that would test my mind and body like never before. I lost all my hair, lost the ability to taste, had chemo leak through my veins, causing nerve damage in my right hand, and felt sick most of the time. My life was a cycle of ups and downs. I would go through treatment and my immune system would drop. Then it would slowly build itself up right in time for my next treatment. It never got any easier. I just got mentally stronger. Through every failure, I got back up and kept going. I never stopped trying to live my normal life and challenge myself. I knew the only way I would make it through this is if I could see myself living my dream 25 years down the line. I had to think about my future and what I could do if my dream needed to be put on hold. I knew I wanted to join the Marine Corps more than ever before and to make an impact wherever I went. I wanted to help people in the way that others have helped me. I sought out law because I had an interest in the military rules and regulations we had to follow during my training. And it felt like the most fulfilling challenge I can make out of my life, given my current situation. Becoming a Judge Advocate General in the Marine Corps is very challenging, but rewarding. Representing a fellow Marine or being a part of the operations of a training command, where your role is important to having the mission completed and objective met, is as fulfilling as it gets. All I want to do is fight for people who need it the most and be a part of upholding justice in the armed forces. I've never been afraid of a challenge, especially now going through the hardest battle I believe one can ever face. I spent many days telling my doctors and nurses of my plan once I was done with cancer. My dream may have been delayed, but my goals and aspirations were bigger than ever before. In November of 2019, I could say I'm a cancer survivor, words I never thought would come out of my mouth. Life as I forever know it has changed. My perspective and purpose in the world are different. I'm alive while others aren't. That is why I want to make an impact, challenge myself, help people who are depending on me, take the oath to serve my country, and be a representative for fellow civilians and Marines who need it the most. I'm truly lucky to be a law student and a cancer survivor with a dream that has started to turn into a reality. Thank you.